guys been?
Good.
Did you have World Cup fever, Tom?
I was watching, yeah. It's been pretty fun to watch the last week or so. So a lot of good games, and we're pretty focused on the football stuff here, but obviously what's going on in the world is, and sports is great, so I love watching.
How things progressing out here, Tom?
We're just trying to get better and make improvements, and every year there's different challenges, a lot of new players, a lot of new scheme things we're trying to implement. So we've had our good days and our bad days. Hopefully we can really build on them, and training camp starts pretty quickly. It's that time of year where we're ending the spring camps and really be quickly into the summer camps. So I'm excited. You know, it's a great opportunity for all of us.
How important is it in terms of building relationships with wide receivers? I mean, obviously, I'm kind of thinking about Dobson and not being able to be out here because of the injury. Does that set him back some?
Well, I mean, it's always better if you're practicing. I think that's really how you make the improvements, and you work pretty hard to put yourself in a position to make the improvements. Some people are dealing with different situations, so, you know, if you're healthy, you come out and you try to get better, and the guys that aren't have to really do whatever they can to get back as soon as they can, because you can't. You know, when you get behind in training camp, it's hard to make up. And I think that's, you know, things are moving so fast at that point. And improvements are so dramatic every day with installation and correcting all the errors. And you just got to go through it. And it's, you know, very much conditioned your body to for the rigors of a 16-game season. So, you know, all those guys are working hard to get back. And we'll be a better team when we're at full strength with all the guys healthy and excited and ready to go.
Flip side, have you seen the improvement in Boyce and Tompkins being out there and having an offseason to work with them?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I love working with those guys. So we've had a great relationship since they got here over a year ago, and they put a lot of time in, a lot of effort to get to the point where they're at now, and now they got to take advantage of it. So, you know, you're only a young player for a certain amount of time in the NFL, and at that point, people are just waiting for you to produce. And, you know, you can't make, you know, nobody can really make mistakes, and, you know, not if you want to be a good offense. So the best teams have the most consistent, dependable players, and that's what everyone out here is trying to be for our team, because that's going to make our team the, you know, toughest to beat.
Tom, you've been here for a while now. After you've done this camp, like when you break, what's the message you give guys so that they come in day one of training camp, you know, full scale, ready to go?
Well, I think, you know, we really had our vacation, and I think that part's over. Not that you shouldn't enjoy, you know, time with your family and stuff like that, because, you know, for the next 7 months, we're pretty busy every day. So I think you just really focus on being prepared for camp, and it's really a time to really start accelerating your preparation, because you got, you know, a lot of time to basically, you know, what we've done these last 4 weeks, you know the things you need to improve on. You know, maybe it's conditioning, or maybe it's, you know, any particular aspect of your game that you really need to work on that showed up in this particular camp, and you have 5 weeks to focus on it and make it better so you can come into camp, you know, at the most important time, really at your best.
Tom, you guys mentioned fundamentals being solid at this point in the year. Where are you at?
I mean, they can always be better, so trying to just work on, you know, being accurate and consistent and dependable, and I mean, all those things come into play on every play. So, you know, I'm just always trying to be the best I can be at those things. And, you know, we work on the fundamentals every day. So, you know, I'm glad I still got five weeks to prepare for training camp, and I'll use all those days to, you know, get my body and my mind in the best position it can be to help our team win.
Tommy, will you have a chance at all in the next couple of weeks to get down and see some games in Brazil yourself before training camp?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't finalized everything, so it's a busy time. I got 3 kids at home, so they take up a lot of time and energy. So I know my wife's heading down there, which will be fun for her.
Tom, what have been your impressions of Jimmy so far?
I really enjoyed working with him. I mean, I think he's obviously got a, you know, very talented young man, so it's been fun to be out here, and he works hard every day. He's been out here at practice, and Ryan Mallett, and, you know, one of my good friends out here, he's missed a couple days, but he's just a, you know, we got a good quarterback room. I think everyone's displays really good leadership, good positive attitude. You know, we try to be the ones that are held accountable every day for our actions. And if the quarterback messes up, you know, it's hard to make, you know, make a good play. So, you know, the more the quarterback can do the right thing on the field, whether that's, you know, a mic call or whether that's anything involved with the scheme and then the physical action of the play, throwing the ball to the right guy, if it's the right coverage and making the right read. Those are, you know, that's what playing quarterback's all about. So
it seems like he's had a good command at the line of scrimmage. I mean, we can only tell from, you know, 60 yards away, but it seems like he commands the offense pretty well. Do you get that impression also?
Yeah, I mean, that's the role and responsibility of our for our team is, you know, whoever plays that position has to take a strong leadership position. And you can't, you know, there's no one else going to do it if the quarterback doesn't do it. So that's a trait that, you know, all the good quarterbacks have. And, you know, Jimmy's, you know, got very good leadership skills.
Tom, Larry Bird used to, you know, say after every season, I'd go home and work on one thing to get better for the next season, even as good as he was. Do you focus on one thing like that, or are you still focusing on, like you said, the overall fundamentals every single year?
Well, that's a great question. There's a lot that goes into, you know, this. So, you know, it's strength, it's speed, it's conditioning, it's fundamentals, it's the mental preparation, and everyone, the great equalizer, everyone only has the same amount of time to do it. So, you know, I listen to my coach and we talk about the things that I need to do to improve, and then, you know, I go out there and work on them. So it's usually not one thing. I mean, there's typically more things than just one thing to improve on, especially when you look back, you know, like last year where we didn't perform as, you know, as well as we were capable on offense. So we're trying to make a lot of improvements, and certainly it starts with me and my ability to lead our team and, you know, play at a high level.
Tom, what have you been here over the last few weeks or months? Have your game has fallen off a little bit? Does that fire you up at all?
I mean, I'm always pretty fired up, so, you know, I think there's people that always have opinions about us as athletes, and you just try to go out there and do your best, and you go home at night realizing you left it all on the field, and some days you don't play your best, you know, but that's sports, so I try to go out there and be the best I can be this year, and were they Jet fans or Dolphin fans or Bills fans, Patriot fans, I don't know. Everyone's a little biased. My wife thinks I played pretty good. My mom thinks I played pretty good. That doesn't matter, yeah. I guess.
Absolutely.
Tom, you have a couple new tight ends to work with. What have you seen out of Watson Jones so far?
You know, we're all kind of a work in progress. So, you know, those guys are working hard. And, you know, we'll see once we put the pads on. I think that's really when, you know, this is important to understand really what to do. A little bit how to do it, and then ultimately you have to go out and execute it. So it's different when the pads come on, because there's running plays and there's pass plays and there's play action. Here it's just they know we're not running the ball, so you know the strength, the physicality, the mental toughness of the team really doesn't show at this point. So we got to see what we're made of once we put the pads on. And, you know, that's when guys really can find a role for themselves.
What have been your impressions of James Devlin?
James is great. I mean, I love being out here with him. He's been such a great player, performer for our team. Whatever role we've asked of him, he's done it to the best he could possibly do. He brings a great attitude, emotion. He's a positive guy. He's a great teammate in the locker room. So I can't say enough good things about him. He's just been such a great person, player for this team. So he just every time you put him out there, good things happen. It's been fun to be a part of that with him.
Is Jamie Collins the new secret weapon that the linebacker?
We'll see. Like I said, we'll see once the pads come on. I asked if he felt a little smarter when he got in the offensive huddle. And Vince heard me say, well, he's definitely not as tough.
So. Final question, guys.
Tom, is it part of your role to help Jimmy and the other young quarterbacks along? Do you feel like that's part of what you do?
Well, I think it's being the best I can be for this team, however I can help us win. That's ultimately what my goal is, so. Whatever I need to do to be able to help our team win, you know, that's what I try to do. So however that plays out in other guys, certainly if those guys are going to contribute, yeah, whatever I can add to help them perform better is, you know, how I want to be as a leader, as a teammate, and as a friend, as someone they can rely on for information. And, you know, I've had some experience, so I try to convey that to a lot of the guys.
How did you learn? You know what I mean? Like when you first got here, did you ask questions? You know, do you kind of think of that when you look at these young guys that are here with you?
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate to come in at the time that I did with Coach Belichick, and I got to learn the offense at the same time everybody else did, because it was my first year, it was everyone else's first year too. So, you know, we had a lot more time than the kids, you know, have now. So we had quarterback school where we met 5 days a week for like 9 hours, all on going through the playbook, and that was, you know, really helpful for me. So by the time we got to OTAs, I pretty much knew everything. And then you have an opportunity to go out there and compete. And we kept 4 quarterbacks our first year, so it was just a great position for me to be in, sit back and learn and watch and then understand the things I need to do to help us. And when I got my opportunity, I tried to take advantage of it.
Couldn't have been fun, though, 9 to 5.
School, 9 to 5, I know, taking notes and going home at night and going through drawings and sketches. But, I mean, you got to do it. You got to put in the time. And if you want to be special at this game, then you got to do whatever it takes. And some things come a little more naturally to certain people than others. The mental part came pretty naturally for me. I think I've really had to work hard on the physical part. You know, what it takes to be an NFL player, because, you know, it was the reason I was a 6th-round pick, because, you know, I didn't have much ability. So I got to try to work hard to improve those things over the years while still keeping my mental game sharp.
Thank you, guys.
Happy summer.